From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. At her confirmation hearing today, Judge Sonia Sotomayor defended herself against accusations that she would let her life experience and personal biases influence her decision as a Supreme Court justice. Each senator spent a half an hour questioning the nominee, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The day's harshest questioning came from the Judiciary Committee's top Republican, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
Do you think there's any circumstance in which a judge should allow their prejudices to impact their decision-making?
Never their prejudices. I was talking about the very important goal of the justice system is to ensure that the personal biases and prejudices of a judge do not influence the outcome of a case.
Sessions seemed unconvinced. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein accused Republicans of trying to falsely portray a reserved judge who adheres to facts as an activist. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
House Democrats are working on a proposal that would require individuals and companies to acquire health insurance or face a penalty. Lawmakers say under the proposal, for individuals, the penalty would be 2.5% of income, rising no higher than the average cost of health insurance. Employers could face a penalty that could reach 8% of a worker's wages with an exemption for small business. There's also a proposal that would raise taxes on the rich in an effort to pay for covering the uninsured. The Obama administration has been pressing lawmakers to vote on a plan to rework the nation's health care system. Speaking in the state with the worst unemployment rate in the nation, President Obama today promised a $12 billion investment in community colleges. NPR's Maura Liasson has more.
Michigan has an unemployment rate of 14.1%, and President Obama says he knows a lot of the manufacturing jobs lost here are not coming back. But he says his plan to invest more money in community colleges is one way to train workers for the jobs of the future in fields like healthcare and information technology.
In the coming years, jobs requiring at least an associate degree are projected to grow twice as fast as jobs requiring no college experience. We will not fill those jobs or even keep those jobs here in America without the training offered by community colleges.
President Obama said his goal is to have the highest college graduation rate in the world in the next 10 years, and he wants 5 million new graduates to come from community colleges. Maura Liasson, NPR News, Macomb County, Michigan.
Computer chipmaker Intel reported stronger than expected second quarter financial numbers after the stock market closed today. That's despite a $1.45 billion antitrust fine the company faces that was levied by the European Union. Intel says for the 3 months ending in June, the company lost $398 million or 7 cents a share. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 27 points. The Nasdaq gained 6 points today. This is NPR. As the U.S. military prepares to pull out of Iraq in 2011, four new custom-made Army brigades were unveiled today that will play more of an advisory role. The Defense Department says the new units are among the 30,000 troops being sent to Iraq beginning this fall. The troops are replacements for those finishing tours of duty and rotating home. Called the Advisory and Assistance Brigades, the units will include combat forces, engineers, military, police, and civil affairs officers, as well as others to help stabilize operations and train Iraqi personnel. The achievement gap among black and white students overall is narrowing in many states, but in reading among eighth graders, that gap has become alarming. That's according to the latest government figures. More from NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
First, the good news. Based on test results from the early 1990s to 2007, black students in fourth and eighth grades have made significant gains in reading and math. These gains, however, still leave black student scores well below white student scores. In both reading and math, black student scores are still 26 to 31 points below white student scores in fourth and eighth grades. And though the black-white gap in math among fourth graders narrowed in 15 states, only three states closed the gap in reading among fourth graders. Not a single state narrowed the reading gap among eighth graders. Bottom line, the overall academic gap between blacks and whites persists in every state where the data was available. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
The Homeland Security Department says that it's reviewing the at times ridiculed color-coded alert system the nation put in place following the September 11th attacks. The five-tiered alert system goes from green, which signals the lowest risk, to red, which denotes a severe attack threat. But critics claim the system is too vague. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.